Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norrenogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. Calm Mind and Brain Make are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And Brain Make contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity, non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the Joint Performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cell Defense Plus by NutriMedical.com is the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutriMedical in our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutriMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. welcome back. We have every second week, we have Jonathan Gray from New Zealand. His website, BeforeUs, BeforeUs.com. Amazing ebooks, videos, and other materials you'll find nowhere else on earth. And I strongly recommend that you purchase these, support this ministry, pray for them, and pray for the truth getting out to the people. These are the times of the end, and the archaeological proof of the Bible is essential. Jonathan, what topic do you want to cover today?
I thought we'd continue in the Forbidden Secret. Actually, we have a book out on this one, and it's the actually to the Forbidden Secret is the very rescue plan that the elite have sworn to suppress and discredit and keep it secret from the public.
Right.
And so as we go through in the next few broadcasts, we'll be charting the rescue plan from the New World Order, so that the ultimate rescue, of course, is the salvation, and the world events that are going to be involved in this. We can cover a lot of these, Dr. Bill. I think it's a very important and fascinating subject.
Exactly, yeah. So, by the way, one of the big issues going on here in America, the Alabama legislature just passed the pro-life bill to the point where all abortion is illegal, including even rape and incest, and the doctor can be put in prison from 10 to 99 years. And believe it or not, even Pat Robertson says he thinks it's extreme. It's on DrudgeReport.com. He thinks it's extreme. Life in prison for docs, Pat Robertson calls extreme. It's not extreme. It's murder.
It's murder.
In America, 34 years is the lowest birth rate and delivery of babies in America in 34 years. The human race is going bye-bye. And I have to tell you, as a geneticist, as a researcher, and a person with access to classified material, the future human race is going to be transhuman. It'll be genetically hybridized with DNA from different phyla species and genera. It'll be cybernetically enhanced to actually interface directly with the supernet. The human race is over, as far as I'm concerned. And if this the so-called march against the life of the unborn from the moment of conception continues by Roe versus Wade, which is, by the way, after the third movie comes out this fall, Roe versus Wade, I'm trying to get John Voight on and Nick Loeb. And I have contacted Dean Cain, who used to play Superman, who was the producer of the Gosnell movie. But people need to understand what's going on here. This is the end of the game. God is going to bring judgment now, because I can perceive the end of grace for America and the Western world. Grace is ending, isn't it?
Oh, yes, definitely. We've never been so bad since the days of Noah. And, of course, the book of Genesis says that all flesh was corrupted, and that's genetic engineering, that you corrupt the species, you corrupt the image of God that he's put into man.
Right, and it genetically was corrupt. It wasn't just a spiritual corruption with bad ideas. The Nephilim actually hybridized and genetically corrupted the human race, so it was no longer truly just human. And people need to understand, God brings judgment to get rid of that monstrosity, which he did with the flood of Noah.
He had to do it.
And by the way,
if he doesn't do it now, you have to apologize to the people of Noah's day.
Well, what he did, he promised he'd never destroy the earth with water, but he's going to destroy it with fire. People don't realize that same promise actually means that he knows at some future day, because God is prescient in the past, present, and future, the destruction by fire is coming, meaning thermonuclear war. And we have right now Laurentia Island, and I try to get a hold of politicians like Mark Diaz-Balart of 25th District in Florida, and he backtracked on the idea, all the Russians are there, but they don't have nukes. No, you're a liar. You probably know yourself from intel that the Russians do have nukes there. The Russians are backing the nukes that are for the Hezbollah in Iraq and Syria, aimed directly at Israel. And Israel has the same option. They can nuke every city in the world from nukes inside the city capitals, and from space. They have their own space-based weapon system, which we help them build. People need to understand, the end of the age is coming really quickly. And I believe we're at the point where it's possible, I'm not going to say prophetically, but possible, that the last truly, you know, not dictator, but president of the United States is Donald Trump. He's not perfect, man. And he's, you know, he's a pre-Christian, I call it. But, oh my gosh, things are, when we look at the Democratic side, they're all baby killers right up to and after the moment of birth. We had this doctor in Virginia that talked about this, who was supposedly a pediatrician. We have New York State and other states that actually have infanticide after they're born. So we have the pro-life bills now in Alabama. We have five or six other states that actually have heartbeat bills. Texas passing a very restricted bill, too. This is going to force it to Roe versus Wade. And America is hanging in judgment right now. It's hanging by a thread in terms of the grace of God, isn't it?
That's right. The whole world is just hanging there by God's grace.
Right. So let's get into these special issues you want to talk about today, because I think people understand it's not going to be you or me that's going to save people. We just simply deliver the truth. The one who's going to save us is God, period. We can basically be co-participants in it. What I like to do is to teach people. I have a prophetic and apostolic calling, so I know 3 or 4 3x5 cards are thus saith the Lord, not my opinion. But I'm basically a bait bucket guy. I carry the bait bucket for the Most High God. So do you. We carry the bait bucket. He's the fisherman of men. We aren't. Isn't he?
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I, for any listeners who still believe in the theory of evolution, I would like to just come at this from a different angle this morning, because the fact is we have to destroy that theory in people's minds before they'll even be interested in looking at what God is going to do. One theory is against the facts, and that theory is a fairy story for adults. And it was invented because people wanted to keep God out of their lives. Okay, now let me relate an imaginary journey. And a journey where explorers suddenly could hardly believe their eyes. And here was an unknown city, and Martin just stood gaping. And he shouted out, "Look, just see how all these pieces of machinery fit together. So intricately designed," said his companion. "Who could have made them?" They surveyed the scene in wonder. And Martin said, "Well, are you thinking what I'm thinking?" And his companion looked at him. He said, "Our most brilliant modern engineers couldn't construct these." They were looking at fantastic factory assembly lines, control centers, transport centers, all unimaginably complex, and packed into an area so tiny, all inside a simple cell. And I'd like to ask, what simpleton made up that phrase, simple cell? Because as Look magazine wrote some years ago, the human cell is as complicated as New York City. It is less than 1/1000th of an inch long, and the more we study it, the more complex it's found to be. And I like to challenge people, by even people living in small towns. Think of all the shops in your town. Shelves stacked with goods, display windows, checkout counters, carpets, light fittings, telephones, and so on. Now add in all the houses, bedrooms with beds, sheets, blankets, pillows, reading lamps, wardrobes, dressers, windows, doors, lounge rooms with chairs, wall pictures, TVs, kitchens, sinks, tables, tabletops, taps for hot and cold water, cupboards, fridge, dishwasher. Well, you could just keep on naming it, Dr. Bill. Now, all the factories, with all their complicated machinery, add that in now. The automobiles, the delivery trucks with their pistons, their radiators. Well, look, let's not get into this. It's endless, because every living human cell, like a city, contains multiplied millions of specially organized parts just like that. I'm just trying to overstress this, because that's complex as the simple cell is. It's no simple cell at all.
And not only that, I'm doing research on what's called epigenetic frequencies. So the voice of God or frequency actually tells you which DNA to turn off in picoseconds to make structural proteins and enzymes, and how to build, say, an arm or a leg or a right foot. So what God's done has to be a complete creation, instantly perfect in its intention from the start. It can't evolve in steps. It had to be
absolutely perfect
from the moment of creation.
And each part is interconnected with the other and couldn't survive without the rest.
Right.
Now, our adult bodies contain as many as 100 trillion of these walled cities, which we call cells. And inside each one is activity, which includes energy generators, transport systems, waste disposal systems, structural designers, invasion guards, food factories, protective barriers, and communication links within and outside the cell city. Now, to grasp the reality, we have to magnify a cell 1,000 million times until it's 20 kilometers in diameter, say, and resembles a giant airship large enough to cover a great city like New York or London. What we would then see would be an object of unparalleled complexity and adaptive design, and on the surface of the cell we would see millions of openings like the portholes of a vast spaceship, opening and closing to allow a continued stream of materials to flow in and out. And if we
under instantaneous control by the cell and the DNA. Amazing, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes. And if we were to enter one of these openings, we would find ourselves in a world of supreme technology, and should I say, bewildering complexity too. We'd see endless highly organized corridors and conduits branching in every direction away from the perimeter of the cell, some of them leading to the central memory bank in the nucleus, and others would be leading to assembly plants and processing units. And the nucleus itself would be a vast spherical chamber more than a kilometer in diameter, and it would be resembling a geodesic dome inside of which we would see all neatly packed together in ordered arrays the miles of coiled chains of the DNA molecules. And a huge range of products and raw materials would be shuttling along all these conduits in a highly ordered fashion to and from all the various assembly plants in the outer regions of the cell. Well, we could just keep going in describing it, but what we would be witnessing would be an object resembling an immense automated factory, larger than a city, and carrying out almost as many unique functions. And it's an amazing fact. Do we know that each cell in our bodies has the electrical potential of 1.7 volts, and with up to 100 trillion cells, what is the electrical potential of our body? Just work it out.
It's a lot.
Now, within the nucleus of that little dot called a cell, 23 pairs of chromosomes are intertwined like a wad of spaghetti. And these contain the master computer, which we call DNA, and the DNA molecules contain thousands of genes. And it's a wonder. It's amazing. These genes do three main things. They program all inherited characteristics, such as height and personality type. They also guide all growth processes, such as when and how the baby teeth are pushed out by adult teeth. And also they direct all structural and system details for every body organ. And you and I, Dr. Bill, each came from a single fertilized cell. And in the nucleus of that little dot, the master computer, the DNA, contained the programming for every aspect of the yet undeveloped person. Every organ, every nerve, every hair, skin color, hair color, behavioral patterns, they're all programmed in those amazingly tiny chromosomes. So it's an automated assembly, perfectly regulated. It's controlled, it's miniaturization. Incredible cleverness went into building it.
Exactly.
Yeah. All we can do is stand in awe. Now, every cell in our body contains all the genetic coding for each of the other cells in the body. And there are instructions on how to manufacture and reproduce every different part. And the words are set out in sentences and paragraphs and chapters. Amazing.
Yeah. Amazing. When we come back, we'll continue this discussion and talk about the amazing, miraculous things about the Bible and archaeology. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with Diabetaline, Biotin Plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. These protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. It features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolate, folic acid, patented formula for 5-methylfolate, and herbs ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vinpocetine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Take Cognition Plus with brain power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress, keep your memory working the best it can be. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you logical protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back at any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium-magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for a countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroperoxy radicals, Cell Detox Glutathione to get rid of hydroperoxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-plex, Power-C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So we have, so please continue this amazing story. I think people need to understand not only the wonder of life, but the wonder of pre-life, which is the in utero, and the wonder that God is actually going to bring judgment on those that get rid of the next generation of humans. I have a book read by my right knee here, The Coming Collapse of China by Gordon Chang. He was on the show about 3 weeks ago talking about his books. The other is the North Korea Showdown. And what's going on right now, God is going to allow judgment to occur to those that continue to not allow his grace to flow on them. The Democratic Party is completely lost here in America. They're demonically energized. We have a number of globalists that are on the so-called GOP side, Republican side, that are globalists as well. We have the war drums beating on multiple sides, and the human race is not going to survive this. Most of them are going to die. And they won't just die physically, they're going to die spiritually because they're not in a safe position with the Creator God. You don't go to heaven. You have to have a heavenly relationship with God now. And there's nicer people than me that aren't going to make it to heaven. People don't get that. They think, well, and then if you get to heaven, there's going to be some bad people that repented on death row that were murderers, and they're going to heaven. People don't know this, do they?
That's right.
It's going to shock people what's going to happen, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it certainly will.
It's either God's way or the highway, I like to say that. Doesn't that make sense?
That's right.
It's God's way or the highway.
Yeah, and God knows everything about every person. Past, present, and future. He knows the whole lot.
He knew
how to put each one of us together. Just when the break came, Dr. Bill, I was about to mention that there are instructions in our cells on how to manufacture and reproduce every part of the body, and the words are in sentences, paragraphs, and chapters. The genes are like sentences. And several genes together make a paragraph, you could say. Many paragraphs of gene clusters make a chapter. And many chapters make a book, which we call chromosomes.
Right.
And there are 23 chromosome books to make up the whole encyclopedia of instructions. And an encyclopedia comprises the complete person. Now, this is duplicated to make an identical copy so that your body has two encyclopedias. That's 46 books, which are chromosomes, in each human cell.
Right.
And these books contain so many words that the human encyclopedia is more than 10 times as long as Encyclopedia Britannica. To put it another way, we could say over 1 million pages are needed for all human instructions to make up one person. Now, that information, where did it come from? Think about this. Someone was needed to know the code secret, to make the code breaker, and to have a machine to translate it. And that translation machine is included into every cell of our body as well.
Right.
And as we noted earlier, one process which the cell undertakes is the formation of new cells. And this incredible process requires the cell to read itself, then reproduce itself. And do you know how fast it does that? The complete duplication is accomplished in just a few hours. And now, could we attempt a job like that? Not with a lot of mistakes. Now, the density of this is amazing. But I'd like to focus a little bit on the incredible RNA. Now, in every cell city, there's a messenger, and he's called RNA. And although it looks like DNA, it has a passport to leave the nucleus. And, well, just listen to this. Firstly, in a split second, the master DNA and the messenger RNA intertwine. Then the DNA instantly imprints a section of its code on the RNA. Then the DNA separates from the RNA. Then the RNA rushes to the edge of the cell, city, and there it transfers its code in rapid-fire succession, so one enzyme after another receives it. And this code tells each enzyme to do a particular job somewhere in the larger organism. And the whole mass of cells within a body somehow cooperate to act like a fish or a cat or a human or whatever the total program is supposed to be. Now, here's a puzzle, and it never ceases to amaze me. DNA cannot form without pre-existing protein.
Right.
But proteins cannot form without pre-existing DNA.
Right.
Now, how can a skeptic answer this? From where in hell did the first protein originate to facilitate the DNA code structure in each species? Mathematical probability alone has shown that even if our Earth and our entire universe were billions times trillions of years old, it would not even begin to scratch the odds of the simplest protein molecule forming by chance, much less an entire cell.
Well, let me throw something out that might you might find makes sense, because God, you see, is not limited to time-space. So to God, he can see the future, which is the protein, and he can actually therefore create the past, which is the chromosomes to generate the protein. So in other words, God is basically almost like a space-time tunnel of intelligence that transcends all time and space and dimensions and size. And for that reason, he's the ultimate creator and the creation itself. The creation of the universe itself is, in a sense, an expression of God. That's what I call it, the one I verse, because the I, which is God, the universe itself is, in a sense, an expression of God and the oneness of God. Not a multiverse, but a single verse. And what God basically does is basically he creates the past, which is the DNA, so the future will conform to the DNA and make the protein. So he's the only one who can do that. It's just the creator.
That's right. It can't happen by itself.
Right.
Now, the DNA has to be totally 100% intact with all its interlocking working parts before one living cell can even exist. And not only do you need the information in the individual genes, you also need the information that enables them to work together. And such masses of information do not emerge from chance random. It's totally impossible. The odds are too much against it.
Right.
Now, our sophisticated machines can do nothing at all unless someone supplies a program of code instructions. And the programs must be developed by intelligent human beings. Well, suppose I told you, Dr. Bill, that my XP Windows computer, with all its interacting information, software, just happened, that no one ever designed it. You'd probably think I'd lost my senses.
You might have to. That's a logical thing.
I can guess it.
It's a logical thing to think. It's not something as perfect as a cell could spontaneously occur. In fact, I think they did some calculations that if a cell randomly would come together for, let's say, a few seconds in a 10 to the 10,530-something exponential times the actual known universe, one cell might temporarily come together in the vastness of the universe times the exponential power of 10,000-whatever, and then would disappear. It would never create an organism. It would never create a life form that would reproduce. It's just impossible. Yeah. And people need to understand, this is a mathematical projection of known mathematical facts and stochastic development. It's not possible. So every life form had to be either created or what I call punctuated recreation. God can take an organism and recreate it to a new level, but it had to be created by the Creator God, because if it's not complete, it wouldn't survive.
Yeah, that's right. Now, Dr. Dean Kenyon, some of our listeners may have heard of him. He was professor of biology emeritus at San Francisco State University, and he was one of the leading chemical evolution theorists in the world. Actually, he co-authored a book which claimed that the evolution of life was inevitable, that proteins to produce living cells were formed directly by forces of attraction between their parts, and that proteins are just formed together, like they self-assembled in chains directly from an amino acids without any DNA assembly instructions.
Right.
And his theory was accepted with enthusiasm by the evolutionary scientific community. But within just 5 years after publishing his book, Kenyon suddenly had serious doubts.
Right.
Actually began when one of his students asked him a question. How could the first proteins have been assembled without the help of genetic instructions? Because proteins were the necessary information to build the first cell.
Right.
And then DNA was discovered, and this was to prove fatal to Kenyon's molecular evolution theory. And Kenyon confessed later, he said, the more I conducted my own studies, including a period of time at NASA, Ames Research Center, the more it became apparent there were multiple difficulties with the chemical evolution account.
Right.
And further, experimental work showed that amino acids do not have the ability to order themselves into any biologically meaningful sentences. And the more I thought about it, he said, about the alternative, the only alternative was being presented, and on the origin of genetic information itself, I had to reassess my whole position regarding origins. Now, what he now had to possess was this. What was the source of the biological information in DNA? And he said, if one could get at the origin of the messages, the encoded messages within the living machinery, then you would really be onto something far more intellectually satisfying than the chemical evolution theory. I'd like to mention that the fact that astonishes me is that inside every microscopic-sized cell, machines are working together to accomplish specific jobs and are shepherded by other specially shaped machines to precise locations where they're needed. So some machines produce them, other machines carry them to where they need it. And when Kenyon learned this, he said, well, this is absolutely mind-blowing to perceive at this scale of size such a finely tuned apparatus, a device that bears the marks of intelligent design and manufacture. And that was his final conclusion. He had to switch across to a superior intelligence that was involved in this.
Isn't that amazing?
And, yes. What else can we say but that this is observable evidence of thoughtful, programmed designing by a superior mind, evidence of intelligently organized patterns. And obviously such a designer can only be greater than us, greater than creation itself. Oh, something else too. It was recently discovered that DNA is linked to music. And that's very, very interesting to me.
Isn't that fascinating? Fascinating.
Yes, my wife particularly is loves creating music.
I call it the song of DNA. Do you like that term?
The song of DNA. I love it. Yeah, a great one.
Yeah.
Now, we all like music, I think, but think that you can't carry a tune. You may be wrong, because respected geneticist, Dr. Ono, a Japanese doctor, believes he's discovered music in genes, particularly human genes, fish genes, and rabbit genes. And he's a researcher in DNA, and he asked himself, if we were to assign a musical note to each chemical on the DNA strand and string these notes together and play them, what would DNA sound like? So he did this. And the result was quite amazing, Dr. Bill. He discovered musical patterns of notes that again reveal intelligence. And he was so astonished that he took his findings to musicians. And musicians, in turn, were astonished to hear echoes of Bach and Schubert and Mozart in DNA music. Can you believe that?
Amazing.
Yeah, and using the same formula for converting DNA into music, Dr. Ono worked backwards and translated Chopin's Funeral March into chemical symbols, and it came out as cancer.
Wow.
Now, skeptics naturally point out that these strands of DNA produce only a string of single notes. It is the musicians who fill in the rhythm and the harmony. And that's true. But the bottom line is this, that whichever way you look at it, the patterns of single notes do testify to intelligence as the source of DNA.
The wonder of life, isn't it? At the same time, the battle lines are drawn over life and from the lay of conception.
Absolutely wonderful,
I had a very agitated sleep last night because it's interesting legislation last night. Passed the first law completely banning abortion even from the moment of conception, even in rape and incest in Alabama. And the governor's going to sign it probably today.
Interesting. Well, I'm glad to hear it.
It's going against the trend. Yeah, usually I want to get Todd to cut the commercial.
That helps to detox the body from chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart. And bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, and anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
And welcome back, and please continue this amazing story. I mean, I think the story about life is important because people have to understand the. I honestly, every day that I discover new things, just had to see the wonder of God in it. If you can't see God in all of creation, you're just not paying attention, and you're just lying to yourself if you try to think that your theories that are not including God. One of the things I've seen lately on the superhero movies, like the Avengers Endgame, and the other, you know, superhero movies, almost like, you know, the Game of Thrones, they're always godless. If you include God in the equation, things are totally different. For example, the way the world is going, we're done. We're not going to survive. We're not going to make it. But with God, he's going to, as it says, in those days will be cut short in the book of Mark, no flesh would survive. Well, God's going to cut those days short. He's going to intervene. He's going to do things that are going to be show that God's fingerprint is on history, isn't it?
It's on history. God's fingerprint is on everything that we see around us.
Right.
Now, I'd like to just talk about something here where we have intelligence with no brains in our bodies.
Right.
Proteins are the workers inside the cell. And among other duties, proteins are the transporters within the cells. They're the stevedores, you might say, that lug everything around. And who tells them what and where and when and how much to carry? Well, I'd like to say the answer to that one, but yet it presents a bigger question. Another protein, often a constructor, moves over to the transporter, touches him momentarily, and the transporter then knows exactly what to get and how much is needed. Each protein is carefully assembled by another protein, which was itself assembled only a short time before. And it does the assembling job from materials lying around inside the cell, and it never makes a mistake. Now, who taught the protein how to assemble another protein? Each protein has a very complex structure. It's made up of hundreds of organic amino acids arranged in a totally complicated order. There could be only one correct arrangement of each protein, and there are millions of wrong ways it could be arranged. Now, the utter randomness of evolution could never come up with the right combination for each protein. Well, if the constructor protein finds he does not have the right amount and combination of amino acids lying around, he tells another protein to bring him some more. So the messenger goes to the edge of the cell and tells the gatekeeper, who's another protein, to bring them in. So the gatekeeper brings them in to the cell. And this is going on millions of times a minute in every cell of our bodies. Each little protein molecule does the most fabulous things. It carries out complicated tasks which require great intelligence. But the problem is there is not a nerve cell anywhere in its body. No brains. So proteins have the greatest intelligence, but they have no brains. Armies of proteins carry out complicated series of actions. Every step is complex. yet the finished result is always perfect. And I'd like to ask any skeptical listener, how can this be done when different proteins, which never meet each other, take part in the different steps?
Right.
And as you know, none of the proteins lives very long, and none of them teaches the new proteins they construct how to do the work they're doing and how they're going to do the work they're going to do. There are no classroom teachers in the cell because all the students have no brains, yet they know exactly what to do.
Right.
Now, just consider this. Even if just one time evolution could produce one correct protein, how on earth could it keep repeating the fluke again and again, which it would have to do in order to replicate that correct protein in making millions more of it? And another question. The simplest form of DNA complex is a virus. But for a virus to reproduce, it needs to enter a living cell to utilize energy from mitochondria and the protein-producing ability of the host cell. It's unable to reproduce on its own. Now, enzymes are proteins of high molecular weight. And biochemical systems are exceedingly complex, so much so that the chance of their being formed through random shufflings of simple organic molecules, well, we've talked about the exceeding impossibility mathematically of this happening. The same goes to the enzymes. I don't know the figure, but it's something like there are perhaps 10 to the power of 80. That's 10 followed by 80 zeros, atoms in the universe. And only 10 to the power of 17 seconds have elapsed since the so-called Big Bang that evolution tries to tell us about.
Wow.
The number of independent enzymes necessary for life is about 2,000. And the probability of building just one of those enzymes cannot be better than 10 to the power of 40,000 multiplied by 10. Now, this outrageously small probability could not be faced, and even if the whole universe consisted of organic soup.
Right.
And a scientist by the name of Fred Hoyle, I think he's quite well known. Over here he is, and probably over there too.
All over the world, Hoyle, H-O-Y-L-E.
Yes. He wrote that 2,000 different and very complex enzymes are required for one living organism to exist. Then he added that not a single one of these could be formed by random shuffling processes at even 20 billion years. So our existence on Earth is as if we had won a $1 million lottery a million times in a row. Now, what possibility do we have of doing that?
Right.
Now, talking about the amino acids, there are 20 amino acids. There are 300 amino acids in a specialized sequence of each medium protein. And there are billions upon billions of possible combinations. The right combinations from among the 20 amino acids would have to be brought together in the right sequence in order to make one usable protein. And we can just go on and on and on mathematically, but the numbers are too big. The possibility of 20 amino acids is, I can't count the zeros. Absolutely
right.
No way it could be done by blind chance. And yet each of them need to exist together instantly at the same time.
And by the way, the Schumann resonance of the pulse of the Earth itself at 9.83 hertz and the sidebands push the electrons to the orbitals so your DNA talks to your ion channels to allow the song of DNA to exist. So there is a song that God's speaking as a planet literally moves or brushes the electrons so that the your telomeres, your little antenna at the end of your chromosome, talks to your ion channels and turns on your genes. If you put an animal in a mu metal box, the genes don't talk, the animal gets obese and then it dies. So people need to understand this is how God has created us. He literally came from the future of what he wanted to create and went into the past to create the proteins that would create his creation. That's pretty amazing that God can do that, isn't it?
Yes, because the past and the present and the future are all present to him.
Right. Which means he's omniscient, omnipresent, and not limited in time and space and dimensions or size.
That is right. Now, one question in the little bit of time we've got left. Could life be created in the laboratory? After all, scientists have created some building blocks of life, amino acids, intelligently. Well, firstly, it has to be done by men with intelligence under artificial laboratory conditions, far different from those on the early Earth. And secondly, amino acids are only a tiny part of the necessary components for life. It would be like claiming that accidental laboratory production of a speck of black ink proves that the Encyclopedia Britannica randomly evolved from black ink.
Right.
Now, somebody might say, well, look, I take it that it's not always been this way, that scientists haven't always thought and known about this. Well, Kenyon actually said that he did postdoctoral research at Melvin Kelvin's lab at the University of California at Berkeley, and he collaborated there in writing Biochemical Predestination. But he says it wasn't until after he taught the evolution course at San Francisco State University for 10 years that he began seriously to doubt the evolutionary account.
Right.
And he said he had growing doubts about the transition series of fossils and about the chemical evolution experiments, and he became increasingly uncomfortable making the evolutionary claims to students because these claims could not be supported by scientific discovery. And other scientists are speaking up. Dr. Manley, MD of Harvard Medical School, he says, evolution theory is scientific. Where is the science? I can assure anyone that the American Kennel Club would not certify an ancestor of your dog based on evidence such as the paleontologists present.
Right.
Another scientist, Dr. Surin Lottrap, professor of embryology at the University of Umeå in Sweden, he said, I believe that one day Darwin myth will be ranked the greatest deceit in the history of science. When this happens, many people will pose the question, how did this ever happen? So I guess we can sleep well tonight, Dr. Bill. Our children's education is in the good hands and sticky fingers of the honest experts out there.
Now, why do you think that, what's the religious basis of why Darwin developed this theory? Because I think he even planted some ideas and questions in his theory that if you actually take those questions to their full extent, it blows up his theory right away, doesn't it?
Oh,
so
yes,
Darwin himself, raised questions which he never fully answered, that if you try to answer them, it pulls apart his theory, right?
That's exactly what happened, yes. Yes. And so, how did information arise? Did DNA just evolve? And how do you add life to a non-living matter? Well, these questions have no answer. There's no evidence for anything happening without a creator who was very, very smart. He saw the end from the beginning. He created complex organisms with complex little bits and pieces, which all needed to be there the first second or first fraction of a moment. Otherwise, they would disappear forever and the parts would never come together. It all had to be put together intelligently in one spot. He spoke and it was done, the scripture says.
Amazing, isn't it?
Isn't it wonderful? And I just thought it would be helpful for us to look at these wonders today because we look around us and we see beautiful design everywhere. And I love the sound of a bell bird in the morning outside our window. The sounds and the sights are beautiful, but our own bodies are a factory and a city in themselves that had to come together instantly.
In other words, an ever-present miracle of the creation of God, every second of our life is a miracle that God creates that proves that He is God and no one else.
No one else.
Amazing. Great show.